State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, mate.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask, what is then?
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from iHeart Studios, you know what it is, Team Big Facts, Big Bang, Baby J, DJ Screen. We're here for another Big Facts Extra Special Edition pop shit for our people. What's up, Jay? What's up, Bank?
What's happening?
What's going on, Jay? What's going on, Bank? What you on, Bank?
Shit, man.
Bank looking like a real golfer.
My goddamn feet. I fucked my feet up the other day, man. That shit hurt like hell.
The other day?
They been fucked up, but I think I triggered it.
We'll hope your feet
on the height. I don't know, I hurt them, bro.
Hope your feet get together, man.
Every week is something. My back last week, my feet this week. Niggas just getting old, man.
Yeah, shit. That's a good thing, though. A lot of niggas can't feel their back or their feet.
Yeah, no, I'd rather have these problems than some of the problems I be seeing.
Yeah.
Rather be in the game with some injuries than
rather be in the game than in the ground.
Right. Nah, for sure. How you feeling, Jay? What's on your heart? What's on your mind? What we talking about today?
I feel great. And as far as what we're talking about today, I know we kind of touched on this like before, and we can go into something else in a minute, but I just wanted to kind of like get y'all's thoughts on the whole like grand sellout that a lot of these African-American companies are doing. Most recently, the lady that owns Honey Pot, she sold it, I think, for like, she has the vaginal products or whatever, but she sold it for $380 million. But when you go into that space, it totally changes the production, which means that it totally changes the value and probably most likely some of the ingredients that are used in a product. So I'm wondering how they're going to bridge that gap between what the consumer is used to and what they've come to like and love and be accustomed to, as opposed to what is going to be popular enough to make the new product sell.
I mean, I would think, right, that if you take that type of, like, real money, you know what I'm saying, that you know it's going to come with some adjustments as far as your brand is concerned. But with that sizable amount of capital, I would think that you could come back and do another product. Let's just throw something out there. Just throw it out there. QC took a bunch of money to basically sell QC. I think half of it, all of it, part of it.
Quality control.
Quality control, yeah. Mm-hmm. So at this point, they know they sold this to, they sold it to Scooter Braun, right? I think.
Something like that, right?
So they know that now they don't have full creative control because they took that money, but maybe they're working on QC part two or something else. Because with that type of money, you can just start some more shit.
But in starting some, just starting some more shit, quote unquote, do you totally disregard the consumer that made all of that possible?
You sell you sell JD cakes for $1.5 billion, and you let your loyal following know that I got these apple pies coming or these cherry pies or I got some other shit coming. That's what I would do. I'm just saying.
Well, who care about that, though? I'm saying, who gives a fuck about
moving on? She's saying people that dear to their heart is their brand, like Jeff Bezos.
Some people just own, I'm building this up to sell it.
For sure, acquisition.
Some people don't be tied to product.
Yeah, but I know, like with me, when I get locked in with certain shit that I use, like, on a daily basis, I'm locked in with specifically that. Like, I'm not trying to start a new product or even have to use this same product with different ingredients and different results and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit. So
$1.5 billion for JD Cakes. I think we kind of talked about this a little bit, but now we can elaborate. $1.5 billion for JD Cakes and the likeness and the image and the recipe of it all, but you got to go fuck off. Are you not going to go fuck off?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it? That's what it
is. Nah, but what I'm saying is I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, what about the consumer?
You don't care because you fucked off. You literally are.
It's just like I was drinking this wine, right? Miomi. Mm-hmm. The Pinot Noir Miomi, right? It's a red wine. I like it. But now the dude who had the company, who created it, he sold the company for $500 million, like some shit like that. Mm-hmm. $1 billion. Now the people that do it, Miomi is just the brand now. It's not only just Pinot Noir, now they got Chardonnay, mm-hmm. all type of red wine with the same logo Miomi. Mm-hmm. He started another wine. With the same, another red wine with damn near the same shit, like, and people are buying the new shit. Even though Miomi, they just mask, what do you call
mass
it?
Mass produce.
Yeah, they mass produce, and you see them in all the liquor stores. They got all the grocery stores. Like, you walk in Publix, they right now, you walk in Whole Foods, Kroger, internet shit, you're going to see Miomi. Like, whoever bought it, they trying to get their money back or they trying to make money. Mm. But his shit is more. When you walk in the wine store, the actual wine stores will go to the, what they call them, breweries and shit. The breweries and shit. Mm-hmm.
Wine cellars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you go there, they tell you, like, no. If you like, because I go in, I be like, I want something to taste like Miomi. They be like, no, if you like Miomi, this is what you should try this. And then you actually try it like, damn, this shit different. I ain't even know this shit tastes like this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, at the end of the day, you only selling the name. You ain't selling your soul or yourself. Like you said, you can always... I might give y'all the wax on, wax off, but I ain't gonna give you the buff. I know how to buff too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just how I look at it. Like, shit, man, I ain't attached to none of this shit. All this shit for sale. Nigga come right now and say, hey, man, we got three lookalikes for Big Facts. This shit is sold. And we start Big Cap.
Big Hank.
Tomorrow.
DJ Screech.
I'm just saying, what the fuck? You can't buy me? Baby you damn sure have these names. Nigga have my name right now. My real name, like my name that my mama gave me. Nigga had this shit. You ain't bought me.
Oh my God.
You get what I'm saying?
No, I feel you. So let me ask this. They got this debate that always go on and getting away from companies, but what you feel about selling mama house? Now that a lot of people mama houses don't became subject to gentrification and became like some of them $1 million homes. And some of these people let go mama house about 20, 30, 40, 50, and they became $1 million homes. Should you sell mama house or don't sell mama house?
It depends. It depends. Like my mama, cause I got two mama. My grandma was my mama and my mama, Barbara. But, and her kids, when she left her house to all her kids, whatever, like my dad and my auntie, you know, aunties and uncles, it's like five, six of them. They sold the house and split the money, you know what I'm saying? Just because they ain't know who's going to stay there. You know how that shit be. Mm-hmm. But I felt like I supposed to buy that house, so I wouldn't sell it. Mm. Saying that, like, I felt like I should, but I ain't want to go through the house with them and just buy the house. I was just like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Them her kids, I am going to stay out of that. But I feel like I supposed to bought the house and did it how they did it over there now. Edgewood, but yeah. So, nah, I wouldn't sell my mama.
We had a similar situation in my family. Like, my grandma, my mom's mom, her house was, like, in a similar area. And, you know, it was supposed to be, like, gentrified or whatever. But when she died, my cousin, my mom's brother's son, he had kids. He was, like, fucked up, you know, whatever, whatever. So everybody was like, oh, just let him stay there for a little while, blah, blah, blah. You know, he'll just take over the bills and, you know what I'm saying, just keep it up until we figure out, like, what we gonna do with it or whatever. Man, come to find out, this bitch-ass nigga didn't pay none of the bills. So the fucking house went into
foreclosure.
It was some shit before foreclosure or some shit, like, when it's way too gone past foreclosure and you can't even, like, pay the money to get it back.
Oh, that's...
Like, it was, like, it was fucked up like that, and we had to just let it go. They evicted him and all this old shit. But it was like, man, that shit was, like, shit like that, like, some fucking soul food type shit. Like, make you want to, like, really do something to somebody, because it's like, what the fuck were you thinking? Like, this is grandma's house. Like, what the fuck are you, like... Are you that fucking, like, that shit, man? But I see what Black is saying. Like, sometimes that shit gets kind of tricky. Like,
very tricky.
When it's a whole bunch of people involved.
Yeah,
like,
very tricky.
So yeah, I too many emotions and shit.
Yeah.
Too many different, what do you call it?
Different opinions.
Opinions and ideas and shit.
Yeah.
So basically, grandma my house go for 50. This is kind of coming back to that. Grandma my house go for 50. You need that 50. Right? But you wake up and then, shit, you been selling for $800,000 or whatever the case is. You're like, damn, you know what I'm saying? They got me. But kind of to your point, maybe if you held JD case 3 more years instead of $1.5 billion, they might give you $4.5
billion. We're mine now.
Yours now.
Yeah, especially if it makes sense, like I already made my, because if it's worth that much, you already in the green. You know what I'm saying? You already made hella money out of this shit. So I'm like, this same thing with the catalog. It's the same shit.
With the music shit?
It's the same exact shit.
So you think the people should be selling their catalog?
Huh?
You think they should be selling their catalog?
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Because it ain't them but the money up front.
You still get it back after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, because what people are doing, right? Trust me, they got people in there with them telling them, okay, Your catalog, the way it is now, is on the verge of doing this in over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? You may make $40 million in over 10 years, but these folks trying to give you $70 million because they know what they about to do. They about to release your shit everywhere and go, you know what I'm saying?
$700 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but you can get it back.
And yeah, 10, 15 years, I think most of the deals.
Yeah, I feel like take that money and do something else with it. Make that money work. Make some.
And you still get.
Don't get the money and put it in your counter flex. Nah.
Yeah.
Get that money, because if you can build something worth that, you can build something else worth that. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. This shit ain't by luck.
That's my thought too. I feel like if you can do it once, you can do it again. It's like you got accidental hit records though. One hit wonders. Then you got niggas who make hits.
It's a different type of people. Niggas who, got to make it, but you got niggas who also ain't got to still be no rapper though, bro. You like, bro, you niggas making money.
No, I'll say it in general, like even with the businesses, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if JD Cakes is a, not gonna say a fluke, but a one hit wonder? What if it's just that? Then she go try to do the pies and the fries and all that shit, and it don't really hit like JD Cakes.
But you done cashed in on the Cakes.
You don't cash it in the case, but shit, it's going to take an X amount of money to reinvest that shit for the pie.
But you got to try some swing for the fence, man. Ain't no telling what going to happen. Shit.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. Ain't no telling what. Fuck up and do just keep looking at the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put that shit out there, bro. I ain't all that stalling. That what fucking niggas up, bro. That what, basically what I'm saying, man, I can't say how you, everybody work, what works for everybody. I'm saying what works for me. I'm just in and out. I ain't trying to be goddamn doing the same shit. I'll just be 100.
So what
bro.
Are you at an artist?
I have to do something else to keep my
attention.
Yeah, like it's a disorder.
So what if you what I'm saying, like, what if you had an artist that from the ground up y'all built it and whatever, and it works, and it's one of those artists that works, you know what I'm saying? And you're into whatever percentage.
Will
you
I sell him?
What if he don't want to sell?
If he don't want to sell, and if it make business sense for me to sell him, his ass sold. Shit, what?
I don't want to sell. I want to be with you,
Bro, you with me. I'm finna get that money and I manage you. You can't tell me how my life set up and what I'm finna do with this money.
Facts.
I might want to build me a community. I might want to goddamn regentrify me some shit, too.
Yeah.
Take that money, make that money, do some other shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real. You just can't put your heart in business, bro. That's what niggas fuck up at.
I agree.
The niggas who really getting this paper, bro, and these folk, that's why they feel like the white folks so, what do you call it, evil.
Because
the way they do business and the way they don't give a fuck about them, but what's going on with them. They been selfish for their life. They making decisions, no matter if they good or bad, they making decisions for themselves and they're running with it. You get what I'm saying? We use our emotions too much. Like, hell nah, that ain't right. What ain't right?
I feel like,
am I tripping?
I feel like
that shit hold you back. That's called people pleasing.
I feel like if it's your, like your mama house, some shit like that, some attached to your kids,
you right? Morally low. You like, bro, I don't say nothing. I'm just keep it real. I give away all my clothes every month. Every month, every 2 months, all my shoes, all that shit. I can't. Whoever can feel them. I got too many partners with the same side, but gone. Yeah. Now I got skin. All my niggas on my side now. I'm just saying, but like, where that shit? Because it just, I don't know. I don't like looking at the same shit.
Right, right.
What that mean?
Stagnation. You don't like stagnation. You like, that actually is good new energy and shit. When I clean out my closet, some great shit always happens. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's good.
I don't know what the fuck that shit is. I probably need therapy and some more.
Now, what people, and what Jade is trying to say is that if, okay, 70 million for your catalog and they finna gonna make 700, right?
Who the fuck? I can't count these folk money.
Listen to what I'm saying. What she's saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, I wanna speak for you.
I'm listening, you know I'm waiting.
If maybe there is a way to get with our people.
Me and our people ever figured out something with other niggas, man. I'm just being real. You better get your money, bro. Give me my money, man.
Yeah.
Let me do something else new, cause this shit.
It's some black billionaires. It's some black billionaires that got approached to take the big but little money, and they said, "Nah, I'm gonna figure this shit out on my own." Like the real estate nigga that own everything.
Wait, what you mean? You
they
said what?
They might have got approached when they was at 50, worth 50 million, somebody might have came in like, all right, bro, I got 150 million.
No, if your evaluation is over what you sell it for, hell nah. But I'm saying, if your evaluation is like, bro, that's why I said in the beginning, motherfucker gonna tell you if it's a good deal or not.
Right. Well,
what do you
because you're gonna have to spend the money, my bad, Jay. No, you're gonna have to spend the money to get the catalog moving. If you know you're in your prime, like Pluto. Everything that nigga said he was gonna do, he did it,
for
bro.
Sure.
No cap. That nigga said this shit long time ago. My first catalog gonna be for me. I'm gonna get that money. We'll do some other shit with that money. And I'm finna work on another one. When I get in my prime, I'll work on another one. And they gonna be for my kid. Mm-hmm. Nigga said that shit. For the number that whatever it is he got, he said it. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, if you already know, like Shline said one time, he was like, bro, I ain't give a fuck what deal I signed. I ain't look at it. You finna help me. You finna play for my studio time. You finna, bro, I don't give a fuck what they saying. Because I know what I'm finna do gonna get me out of this.
Yeah.
Survival.
Yeah, like, oh, it gonna get me out. And boy, you think you got missing a lot of shit. You don't even know what you're doing either. So I'm finna spend the money to get out of this contract. That's just how a nigga look at him. Mm. They say they need answers. About what?
Will I get big fat? Big fat, big fat. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I don't know. I just look at it like, now if this shit doing what it do, okay, but it's sometimes it's time to be like, okay, we go out on top.
No, I agree. I'm just saying.
That's just how I look at it.
There are certain instances, which I think what Jade is saying, she still ain't said it, but I think what Jade is saying, there are certain instances where there's two things, right? What if you're selling prematurely, even if they tell you it's a good deal, right? What if you're selling prematurely, and what if you really give a fuck about the product and it go to shit?
Oh, that's different.
Is that
now,
right?
Health shit, like the pussy shit she was talking about with the health shit, that's different. I'm selling a product. I don't invest in shit that I care about. besides what we doing right here. And this ain't shit. I ain't got nothing. This ain't nothing I can sell. You get what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, a product, if I had a product, an actual product or company, you know what I'm saying, or some artists or some shit like that, nigga, that shit is for sale. That's what I'm doing it for. I'm doing it to make me a lot of money out of it and sell that shit.
That's what business is. That's the bottom line of business.
Okay, so look, I just figured out what I was saying. Because what I was saying is kind of what you were saying, but kind of sort of not really what you were saying.
Okay, break it down.
Because we've been speaking on, like, actual products with certain ingredients that people have been using, like, on, I don't want to say some health shit, but, have been using that have, you know, agreed with their bodies or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, when you switch up that formula of ingredients, all those people that were using this particular product because of the value of those ingredients are not going to, their bodies are not going to react the same way once you switch up that formula along with switching up the ingredients. So that's what I was, like, speaking to, like, you know what I'm saying, as far as the consumer, because a lot of these people look at these products as, like, savior products because they're supposed to be natural, they're supposed to be this, that, you know, this is something that works for whatever their ailment is or, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But once you sell and the focus isn't on the naturalness of the product or the naturalness of the ingredients, then how do you counteract that with the consumer?
Okay, you took the money. Yeah. That's part of taking the money. You can't tell.
That's what I was, like, speaking on.
Yeah, and I was just saying, you can't, if they don't send you the money, they can do what the fuck. You might be able to put something in there that you have some creative control or say so over it, but if they don't cut that check, that wire don't hit, then they don't care nothing about that shit. They
but what if they, what if, what if there's a clause in your contract with all of the money that you can't basically disassociate yourself from the product because that will affect sales?
Nah, but you could just, like, because a lot of niggas do this, I guess. They say their company still stay on as the, we're going to have to keep running it like this. Now, that's different.
You're going to get less money.
I got my money. Yeah, I got my money, and I'm finna still get money, and I'm finna still keep this shit going.
But if you stay on and it's a different product, and then this product starts fucking people up, then what?
No, I don't think you should stay on if they're gonna change your shit up.
What they do?
I'm saying you stay on for your shit not to change up.
Well, I'm telling the players what they do is they'll keep you on, but in higher end companies, what they got boards and shit, and they're gonna push you out anyway.
Yeah.
So if it's five people on the board and four on say we finna make this shit GMO, that shit finna be GMO.
I just ain't trying to get them four away, man. You know what I'm saying? Go and say this shit carry me out instead of all that. Got them keep going. They find a reason take your shit. This shit fucked up out here, too, for us.
Yeah.
To my nigga, you talking about you waiting on a blessing. That's the blessing.
You signed the NDA saying that even though you know the product finna be some bullshit, you can't verbally say it's some bullshit.
You can't speak out against it, and you can't disassociate yourself.
Yep.
Like, act like this ain't my shit because they switched it up type shit.
Yeah, you got to sign that shit saying that shit still, yeah.
So you're basically selling yourself.
You ain't got to say nothing.
You could just say nothing. That's what I was going to say. You don't have
you
to
say
nothing.
A motherfucker.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't.
Y'all don't
not
see this shit on my page or nowhere around that shit. That ain't mine. Because if they saying, I got it, I can't say shit. Hey, let's just cut tight. Give me my money. You do what you want to do with this product. I don't give a fuck what you're doing.
But what I'm saying is, if you can't, to the general naked public regular person eye, not saying nothing isn't a clear indication that you no longer have anything to do with this product. They just are gonna fucking not. A lot of people don't even pay attention to shit like that. If you've spent your whole whatever living and breathing,
but it's gonna
this
be
shit,
an announcement that it's gonna be an announcement that my company was sold. So if I don't say nothing else about it, it's sold. I ain't over there. So whatever going wrong, different now. But it probably could, but it sold it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of shit, bro, we used to eat. Like, man, that shit don't hit like such the one used to such and such.
Yeah.
That's just how this shit go. Once you let some more, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be some of them places, cause Pink ain't gonna be able to be everywhere. Some of them slutty vegans taste different.
Yeah, yeah.
When I first was eating on
Edgewood,
that was the best shit ever. Now in the trucks.
Yeah. Your trucks, for sure.
Yeah. Now I can go to a Gwinnett and it hit different.
Yeah.
I might catch some cold fries or something at goddamn. Remember, all that shit was crispy in the beginning, like super duper, like fresh out the...
And she finna do the, what's she doing, the Hawk Stadium, I think? Or the airport? One of them.
Airport.
Yeah. I feel like they gonna have that one right. See, different places you go, bro, they follow the original. They started trying to cut them corners and shit when they don't spend that money to get their money back. Damn.
I feel like if she starts franchising, then it's over.
It's already done. What you mean?
She 15, 20 in.
No, I mean like...
Oh, you mean the people that
other
don't
people
control.
Can get them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah. No, I think she went public or some shit, right?
Like she did something to get a bunch of money.
So. Now, they cheesesteak, though, everyone you go to, I think he got like two of them, right? Two or three or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, sell that shit.
I can't tell nobody what to do with they shit. Because some people be in love with their product. I just never met a product that I was in love with.
You think the people on Shark Tank be tripping sometimes? Like, when they be like, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million. Like, no, that's, you think they be tripping? Or?
Yeah, no. I be like, take that shit. But you don't know what people done went through for their company. Now, I get that.
But why are you here if you don't want to sell it? It's Shark Tank. If you don't want to sell it, why you here?
That's bad, but Shark Tank, the big commercial.
No, for sure, promotional.
See, some nigga go out there just to got there and say, yeah, somebody else, now come holler at me. I just presented it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't got it, them just five people. You know how many people might be looking for that?
Yeah. No, that's real.
Yeah, it's a lot of, like, angel investors looking at Nas and Ring.
Oh, yeah, Nas wine with that shit.
Overly.
Yeah, he wine with that shit.
Overly, like, the worst way.
So sell that shit.
Yeah, I say Trump 2024.
Here we go.
Who would you feel more comfortable in president in World War III, Trump or Biden?
Man, again, these are like shoot me or stab me to death questions, in my opinion. So I'm focusing on Georgia. That's my focus this year.
Me too.
I'm focusing on what's going on with the places that I be at, which is Georgia. I put it out there, unpopular opinion maybe, looking at it from top to bottom. It ain't no Republican, Democrat shit, because at the end of the day, I'm looking at what Kemp doing, and I fuck with Kemp. I fuck with Governor Kemp. I say it. So, ain't no red or blue or whatever in between. Fuck all that. What's going to make sure my people straight? That's where I'm at.
I think I'm a, this is really going to be my first year of vote. Well, I think I am a,
independent?
Yeah. Said, I don't fuck with you. What you banging?
Yeah, I don't.
What you bringing? That.
Yeah, what you bringing?
Yeah,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck what you banging, man. Who? For us.
Yeah. That's the smart thing to do. That's the proper thing to do. Get involved locally, know what's going on locally or statewide or some shit like that. All that shit.
Yeah, but
to
I think that's with anything though. Like you have to kind of put your
huh? I'm sorry, you still answer questions. Go ahead, Jay.
You gotta
kind of put your what?
You gotta get your feet into it. You can't just go like based off of
what other people say.
Partisan politics.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? You got to understand, like, what's really going on and what's really at stake before you can select. Like, I had to learn that the hard way, like, with the Democrat shit. Like, sometimes the Democratic candidate isn't always what's needed, for lack of a better way to put it. So it's like, you just got to know what you want, know what you're looking for, know what's best for you and your people, quote unquote, and then go for the person that seemingly fits that description based upon their track record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what it come down to. That's politics. Or you can get politricked and be banging some shit that you don't even know is going on and you're going hard. We all been there.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, shoot me or stab me, who gives a fuck? If I'm going to die, I'm going to die.
What the hell?
So
which one would you feel more comfortable with?
Would you feel more comfortable getting shot or stabbed? No. Would you feel more comfortable getting shot or stabbed? That's how I look at them two situations. Shoot me or stab me.
That stabbing shit hurts.
I'm just saying, that's how I look at it. I don't give a fuck about neither one of them. They both fuck both of them. I'm just saying, I don't.
You went in the paint on them.
I'm just saying, I don't give a fuck about you or you unless you could do something for us. That's what I'm saying. Like, because that's what they on.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question. I'm just talking out of here. Like, would you rather, would you respect a nigga more if he killed himself because he didn't want to snitch or snitch on a nigga? That's a hell of a question.
Questions today.
You said, will we respect him more?
Yeah. Or you can't respect him in either one. I'm just saying, would you be like, damn, well, shit. Instead of, go, you get what I'm saying?
I'm saying, if two things in the book of codes that you never do.
I'm saying, he knew, like, I can't do this time.
You got to do
but
it.
But hold up. But I can't tell all my niggas either. I can't do the time.
But there's a third option. Do the time.
I'm saying we speaking from a weak nigga point of view.
Oh, okay. From that standpoint.
Just, I can't do the time. I'm finna either tomorrow. I'm finna either tell or kill myself. If he chose to kill himself, would you respect him more that he didn't tell?
We got to put that shit on Instagram and take a poll or something.
Would you respect him more if he killed himself instead of telling?
I take that. Me personally, I take it, bro. Go on, cause you a bitch. You bitching up for one. So don't tell on some old niggas.
Don't ever do that.
That's and live and out here. You a bitch. So you might as well go on and take your bitch ass on and die.
I think I feel the same way. Because I feel like, okay, even though suicide is a selfish thing because you're taking from the people that love and care about you. I feel like snitching, when it comes to snitching,
that's a selfish thing too.
You would be better off just removing yourself from the equation instead of taking somebody else away from their family based upon a decision that you chose
yourself?
To make.
How you gonna move yourself?
He's gonna leave here.
Oh yeah, with the kid himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that exactly, we're saying the same shit. I'm like, shit, who? Like, at the end of the day, to me, and I ain't trying to be super real nigga. I'm talking about these real niggas. Right. You know what they signed up for, was out here doing all this crazy shit. And then now you finna tell on a nigga because you don't want, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to do it by yourself or you want a nigga in there with you. You just a bitch. You might well go ahead and end it, bro. You might well go ahead and goddamn, if you, even if you know you that kind of nigga, you might well go ahead and, I don't know, man. Yeah, I respect you more for that, bro. Cause like, man, that nigga stood on the cold. So he sacrificed himself. He stood so hard, but he just said, "Fuck it, I can't tell on no nigga." That's a hell of a nigga.
Yeah.
Bro, I can't tell on no nigga, bro. I'm finna go ahead and end this shit, bro. Cause I don't want to do the time. Fuck that. Man, that's living in here. That dead. Cause for you to want to tell on a nigga, you gotta, even though unless you're doing it out of spite, you gotta feel like. Your life by the end. Nah, like your life by the end. Like, fuck it. To me.
I said, what are you talking about? The niggas who telling?
I'm saying to me.
Yeah,
I'm saying the way I view this.
Yeah, for sure.
The way I view this is, bro, for you to tell on a nigga, bro, you either got to be a pussy ass nigga or you got to be a nigga to be like, bro, I just, bro, that shit hell in there. Trying to save his own ass. Right? So if that decay, you might well go ahead and goddamn. I don't know, bro. Y'all know what I'm saying.
Nah, I hear it clearly.
But I was just thinking about that the other night. Like,
I hear it clearly. But
it's just like on The Godfather. You watch Godfather?
Yeah.
You remember they went to the prison and told him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay. You tried that. You finna tell.
Yeah.
Cause you remember he took his statement back. You finna tell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he told him a story about a nigga who did exactly what I'm saying. He didn't want to tell. He killed himself. I mean, he killed himself, so he wouldn't tell. But this nigga, since you tried to tell, your family out here with us. By tomorrow morning, boy, you need to check on that. He was on the military base when he told this nigga this shit. You know what I'm saying?
So,
I just look at it like that, bro.
I just feel like it's not your place to take somebody else away from their family. And you agreed. I can see if somebody put a gun in your head and made you do some shit. Okay, cool.
That's different.
But you agreed to do this shit for your own personal gain. So it's not your place to say, hey, okay, because I don't want to do this, I'm going to fucking provide information so you guys can take this nigga and lessen what you're taking me for. Like, that's not fair. And that's not cool.
Mm-mm. I agree. Selfish. That's just as selfish of an act, if not more. For sure.
I don't know, you know.
I mean, y'all, you know how I feel about that kind of shit anyway, but it's just like, yeah, if it was one of the two.
You think moving forward, that climate in the telling and the snitching and shit, is, do you think that it is going to make people think? Like,
no.
I guess all that
shit is out the window. And the further we go on in life, the more years that keep going forward, the worse it's gonna be, and the less it's gonna, less it's gonna mean.
So you saying accountability is out the window?
Completely and totally.
That's a scary place to be.
It's terrifying.
That's a scary place to be. It's terrifying. Ain't nobody gonna take accountability for nothing.
No. That's because scary. niggas are seeing that, like,
that shit working, like the telling whether, working.
Yeah, like I can tell and still be able to maneuver. Mm. I can tell and still, you know, wiggle around. Like, I can tell and still stand out here in the paint with all the rest of the niggas.
So how does, I won't say the general public, like, so how do you deal with that?
There's no way you can deal with that, because if you go too hard for it, then it's like you're going to be the outcast because you're being too preachy or you're being too real.
Do you not, like, I don't want to be extreme either. Do you not shake their hand? Do you keep it court? Like, how do you deal with it when you see them? Like, how do you deal with it?
I just try not to see them.
But you're going to see them.
No, you can, you know, nigga do it all the time. Nigga look straight past your head, but I don't see you.
If you at the airport walking like this.
I still didn't see you, bro. I know how to look to the side like a motherfucker. I got that side look out of the rear and at my phone.
Rachel.
I don't see y'all, nigga. Rachel. If you stop me, I ain't going to goddamn.
Yeah.
But, bro, I ain't finna say shit to you. Say something. You know what you did?
Got you. All right.
You know I don't think that's cool.
Keep it cordial in the space of, I ain't finna crash out by
but
what
everybody
you did,
got
but
a nigga who done told that they still fuck with them. Damn. I'm just being real. Damn. That's how fucked up it is. Everybody got a damn nigga. This nigga done told, but then my boy.
He has said it.
Okay, fuck the snitching shit. Just speaking on being mature in certain situations. What do y'all think about the Chris Brown Quavo thing?
What happened?
So, you know, in Paris, this past weekend, they were at a fashion show, and whoever did the seating arrangement for the fashion show sat them right next to each other.
When they got smoked?
Yes.
About
what?
About a girl or some shit?
Well, you know, allegedly, it's about, you know, when Quay was, like, dealing with Karrueche after him.
But both of them two niggas, that shit, that won't end. Both of them two niggas bucking at
like,
nigga.
Them
niggas,
saying,
both of them niggas bucking.
They were saying, like, when he was sitting next to him, like he was chewing his gum and flaring, like Chris was flaring his nostrils and just like chewing his gum and, you know,
man,
trying to sit
stop
right there. And it was just like Chris made a statement basically saying, you know, like, I definitely don't fuck with him.
For real?
But I'm not about to let this fuck up my money because they paid me too much to be here. So I'm going to take the adult road and sit here until it's over with and then go on about my separate way. Which I think is a beautiful
what she's,
thing.
That's what she's supposed to do.
Hell yeah.
That's what she's supposed to do.
Hell yeah. But it's just like, in those types of situations, let's say it wasn't a fashion show and it was like some urban shit that wasn't as whatever. Oh, how do you handle shit?
They
like
were going
that
to avoid each other. Like, man, the club, you ain't got to be by no nigga, man.
No, not a club. I'm just saying like some other shit that
backstage
wasn't
somewhere,
a high-end fashion front row.
I would urge people not to fight over women.
No, but it's not. I don't think it was even. I think that was just allegedly one aspect of it. But it was like some other things that have transpired that they were having issues about. I don't want to put it so.
But the root was the bitch though.
What else? I'm gonna say, what else could it be? Ain't nobody texting nobody. I'm just saying, allegedly, we don't know. We not gossiping.
This my first time ever hearing this. Ever.
But I'm just saying that these problems that people have, like Banks said, way back. Like if you trace it back, let's keep it real about what it be about. Two multimillionaires is gonna have problems with each other about what? Nine times or more times.
Yeah, them two niggas, that shouldn't be getting into it. Both of them niggas cool and both of them niggas, they wit what they talking about. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they wit like that part of it. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That shit can't do nothing but end crazy. So them niggas, somebody need to try to get that shit there fixed. Ain't nobody touch nobody, right?
That's all I'm saying.
This shit been going on for so long, I honestly don't remember, so I don't want to say. But
if we was talking to Quavo, we was asking Chris Brown, if they was sitting here talking to us on Big Facts, we would just ask straight up, why you don't like dude? And then what?
But you know, they not going to speak on it. They not going to say.
Sometimes this shit, the way this year started, I think niggas speaking on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
This year niggas speaking on it. Mm-hmm. I don't niggas fuck with saying, him because this why.
Yep.
That's the age we in 2021. Yeah, shit. Cat set that shit off.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with him. Why? I don't even know why. Fuck him. You know what I'm saying? That's what 2024 feels like.
Real shit, though.
Times, you know what, though? Listen, sometimes if you get that shit off your chest, sometimes it can resolve shit, too.
Yeah.
Because the shit that you're not fucking with the person for, they might rewrite, but that ain't even it. You're making mm-hmm. assumptions mm-hmm. for agreements. So, I mean...
Yeah, that nigga mad, man. Krilla, like, he want smoke.
Oh, man.
But it's just like, I don't know, that shit just...
What is it about? That's all I be... Not that I want to know on no nosy shit, but it's just like, what that shit really be about? Because what is it about? Now, some different type of shit happened, that is what it is, but ain't no way that multi-mega... millionaires with mega influence that even invited to that type of event, they should just, if it ain't about nothing, then fuck that shit. And I ain't saying you gotta be buddy-buddy, but this is my take. What do I know? They said they need answers. About
what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just glad that in 2024 we're able to be adult about things.
You gotta be about things. I'm just saying that, and I'm not saying at no particular, like, we have, maybe this will never happen. Maybe this shit been happening since the beginning of before times or whatever the case is, but don't be like fighting over a woman that ain't your woman? Is that, am I saying that right? Yeah. Don't be fine over a woman.
How y'all know it's about a bitch, though?
I'm not saying female, with them. I'm saying.
I need to stop that word, man.
I'm just saying in
these
general.
Bitches that get
not
on
even,
my nerd.
Not even them two. I'm just saying in general, we've talked about this since the beginning of Big Facts. What I'm saying is, like, wives and baby mamas, that's a different dynamic. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, like, people be
so
going
baby
out.
Mamas and wives ain't shit either.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, baby.
Being real.
But it is 100 times worse when it's just a community bitch.
Nah, but see.
Woman, sorry.
But see, it just really all depends on the dynamic of the relationship of the two guys involved. Because, like, Scream, if you're my brother, you're my boy, I've been supporting you, this and that, whatever, whatever.
Community.
And, huh?
Community.
Nah, like.
You know, can you define community?
Community means for everybody.
Okay. Can't just be for me.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if I had the first property in the community and.
But that's the problem. Too many niggas. It's too many of them for niggas, all niggas to be fucking with the same girl. To me, it's something that's going on.
That's my point.
To me, nah, and that goes on longer than a lot. Like, that go around a lot in the rap community. Like, all these niggas deal with the same chicks.
Cause they want that particular type.
Man, that shit ain't shit. All of them like that. You can build a chick these days. You can make her whatever. Hey, take her to the doctor. I want to look just like her.
I agree, but you know what that shit is? That shit is a brand, is a name.
Man, but fuck that.
I understand. I agree. I'm just telling you, niggas want to say
if
they
this
fuck.
Brand name bitch is gonna cause me problems.
No, for
I
sure.
Don't want
that's
her.
The issue.
Niggas egos be but saying I want to say I fuck so and so too.
One thing about it, two things for sure, bro. If I was out there in that life, no real shit, I would never
God
even.
God bless you.
I just burped. Thank you. I take the blessing. Hey, listen, bro. I don't even know people wives without them or if they girl.
Right.
Like, you they probably think I be acting funny. Like, I see, like, say, for instance, I see Jessica. Even though Jessica, that's my little sister. Mm. But that's Scream wife. So she my little sister through screen. So if I see her somewhere out, I don't really know you, Jessica, unless you look like you need some help.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't finna be standing here. Hell no, I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? You good? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to acknowledge you good. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Passing.
This is
niggas all, be trying to be too.
This is all in the book of.
Too cutie goody.
This is all in the book of the morals and the codes that we all stand on. But if you ask a 16, 18, 22-year-old nigga that same shit about what you just said.
These niggas same way.
All these niggas are dogs.
But the thing about it is. Yeah, I can't put it on the women. It these hoes, it these niggas. I can't put it on the dudes, but it's the women too, because they, like, at the end of the day, you know which one's kinda frigidy jiggity. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit, you kinda know it. Like, that ain't know me. That nigga looking at it like, bro.
You hear about that shit in so many rap songs. Niggas wanna feel like they fucked the nigga bitch.
That shit
it's
too
an ego
like.
Thing. That's just what
that shit are. Really gay.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, nigga, what you want to smell bullshit. My dick it's, on that bitch, bruh, nigga?
Definitely. Yeah. It's definitely some bullshit. I'm just saying, if you hear how many references is made to that in rap songs, like, there's an infatuation with fucking niggas, bitch.
Yeah. Mm. It's like some flex shit. Like, yeah. But I be trying to tell niggas, bro. Like, my nigga, you know, I got, that was all the nigga saying, bro, man, that nigga ain't shit, bro. I fucked that nigga hoe. Bro, you fucked the hoe. You didn't fuck him. Mm. What? That's her pussy. So he a sucker because you fucked this hoe. Niggas is such, the world is so fucked up. How do you think like that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
because if you fucking this hoe that this nigga done already had, you're already a step behind.
No, what I'm saying is niggas feel like, okay, and they ain't shit, bro. I mean, he ain't a girl.
Right, that's how, what I'm saying.
How ain't shit?
Still a girl, yeah.
How ain't shit? Because you fucking this bitch, bro. That ain't got shit to do with me.
Yeah. Right.
She like you.
But niggas feel like that because in all reality, let's just keep this shit 1,000. If this is your bitch publicly, then technically she's a reflection of you.
But these hoes be sneaky too, though.
Yeah.
Like, openly. you can't, I don't know. Now, if the world knew and I knew that you fucking this bitch and if she still my bitch, then I ain't shit.
Mm.
But she doing some sneaky, deceitful shit that I ain't checking the bitch phone. I ain't that kind of nigga. If you getting off on some sneaky shit, you're just disloyal and I'm blind. I can't, that don't take nothing from me. My manhood, my ego, my nothing.
Ridicule is what it's called.
Because you got to think. That's just like saying, how you a sucker you don't know.
I agree. I'm just saying that the egotistic.
That's just like can't be, God can't punish you for being ignorant.
Huh?
Like you can't be held accountable on a spiritual level if you are unaware of what you're doing and the consequences.
For sure.
When you're around the niggas, you know what I'm saying? The niggas' perspective is, I'm gonna fuck his bitch. It is, like I said, I ain't saying it's not no bullshit. I'm gonna fuck his bitch so that when he find out, his feelings will be hurt. That's how they get back.
But then, bro, you really freed me. Because you can fuck that bitch all need around me. Appreciate that, bro.
I agree.
He ain't did them got some pussy, bro. I was sick of it anyway.
but we not gonna act like these niggas don't be crushed about these hoes.
They be crushed.
Bro, you should be crushed enough to get strength. Niggas don't understand. I don't understand how niggas went to crush ears.
Right.
Like, that's what he's saying. Listen, bro.
I'm just being real. Right.
Listen, man.
Let me tell you.
We know that in an idealistic world, that's how that should go. But
that's how it eventually goes. It just takes some niggas.
0.8 times out of 10, when a nigga finds out that another nigga that's of his same stature or greater has fucked his bitch, that nigga's heart is broken. In real life.
But if a nigga find out a bone fucking bitch, your heart broke. But what I'm saying is, it should be broken enough.
He said God sent this.
You know, I move off of what spiritual shit for real.
Use that shit as fuel.
Like, for me to find out, this is for me to be strong.
Yes.
Not for me to crumble.
Yes.
That's with anything. I'm just being real. So I put a look at that, bro. You gotta find the blessing inside of the blessings inside of the losses.
Yeah.
Real shit, bro. Like anything, like, why did this happen? Yeah. See, we react off our first instinct. Hell nah, bro. You gotta ask yourself, why did that happen?
Yeah.
assess the situation. Am I tripping? Once you assess the situation.
Assess the situation and then go cry in the car.
No, but you may not cry if you assessed it the right way.
Whatever you're doing.
Because what am I losing? Now, this bitch Oprah, yeah, I'm finna cry all day, every day, because especially if the bitch been keeping me up status. If she's for my well-being, if she's taking care of me and all that, yeah, I'm
hurt. Man, the bitch could be Oprah or the bitch could be Superhead, either one.
If I got Superhead and all I'm losing is some pussy, what am I? It ain't nothing but some pussy.
Yeah, but
it's a different number.
That you thought was yours.
Ain't no pussy yours.
What I'm saying, I know that, and you know that.
Every nigga know that.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
They do.
They might know that.
They may not have gave it away, but it ain't yours, bro. It's hers. I'm not saying she did nothing with it, with nobody else, but it's hers. So she has a choice, too. That's all I'm saying. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying, I'm missing my point. She can tell you it's yours all day. Tomorrow can come and she can feel different on her own, so it's not yours. If you buy this coat, that's your coat. You can put that coat on and zip it up anytime you want to. That coat can't zip up itself.
But you know the problem, babe?
Yeah.
What if
pussy can do what it wanna do on a whole nother body.
What if she done told him that it is his?
No, but listen.
It's ours, bro. You do what you want to do to it, and I'm going to do what I want to do with it. That's how she feels. That's what she said.
Fuck whatever. What I'm saying to you is, at the end of the day, like I said, in an idealistic world, a nigga would look at finding out that his bitch was fucking as a blessing because it's saving him from any further emotional torture and distress later on down the line. But at the end of the day, the way a majority of these niggas are set up, this bitch is his bitch or a bitch that he thought was his main bitch
cares about.
Or whatever, or a bitch that he cares about and a bitch that he loves,
he's going to be butthurt
and 9 times out of 10, this nigga's going to nut up. I'm telling you.
I get that. But it's a lot of niggas that ain't nutting up, though. You got to think about it. It's a lot of niggas take that shit.
Yeah, they might not nut up, but you best believe they're fucking.
Oh no! It's gonna definitely shift your energy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
But some nigga know how to take blow for blow though. Mm. Like you got to train yourself to do that. That's not even with a bitch, with a female. I'm talking about with anything that going on in life, with losses. You know how much losses nigga done took, nigga.
It's going back all the way to what you were saying earlier in the episode about the weak. Kill your nigga self, or this just depends what type of individual it is. Some people don't let a bitch ruin them.
I'm saying, but everybody got that in them. It ain't never mindset.
Be ruined?
I'm saying to not be ruined. Everybody got it in them, it's how you think, bro. It's all on how you think. All you can program yourself. I don't give a fuck about what their heart say, bro. Yeah. You can make your mind up that, hey, you tripping in there. But this is what this is. Look at it for reality. Mm-hmm. Like, this has happened. Ain't no way you gonna fix that. How you gonna fix that by crying every day?
Yeah.
How you gonna fix that by being off your game? Ain't no way to fix it. It done happened.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So why? I'm finna be sad all my game hurt behind this bitch. Hell no.
Just saying, yes.
You're too much shit at risk.
What you saying is correct. I think what we said is, there are some niggas out there.
Hopefully them niggas listen to us right. Yes. Hopefully most of them niggas are listening to this right now.
Right.
All you got to do is make your mind up with anything, bro. Mm. I'm just being 100. That's all you got to do is be like, man, you know what? Man, fuck that. Mm. Yeah. And that's what it's going to be, bro. I'm telling you.
Mental strength, for sure. Mental and emotional strength.
So basically, the moral of the story is, don't let these bitches break your heart.
Don't let nothing break your heart. Don't let nothing stop you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get your heart broke out here. You're going to get your heart broke by family, friends, your chick, your kids, everybody. Because when you put your heart in something, that shit can break. It's fragile. Yeah. But you can't let that shit stop you or ruin you. Take that shit for what it is. Take it on the chin.
Yeah. No, you're right.
For sure.
Take that shit on the chin, bro, at the end of the day, and get you some help. If you need to talk to somebody, talk to somebody. Mm. Talk about that shit. Mm. Say how you feel. See, niggas don't even know how they feel. They just reacting off of all type of emotion that's going on through their body and their mind and their head. You don't even know how you feel. Mm. So how you know how to proper react? You don't know if you're sad, mad. Your anxiety, you don't know how you feel. You need to determine what's going on with me. Right. How do I feel about this? You're sad, bank.
You got to process your emotions first.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to know how to deal with them accordingly.
Yes.
Right.
Is this a situation that's going, am I going to die from this? Hell nah, bro. You ain't going to die from this. Right. That's her pussy. She ain't getting no disease. You still living, but you good. Fuck that. Mm. Yeah. Once you talk to yourself, bro, you gonna be all
right. You're right.
I'm telling you, bro.
You're right. Now, what you're saying is correct, and hopefully it is received through these airwaves.
No, they're facts, bro. Like, you...
But it's still going to be a nigga tomorrow crying.
Yes, bro. You might not, though.
I'm not saying everybody, but it's going to be...
I don't know, man. Man, nigga done called my phone and told me, goddamn, shit ain't coming. Man, that shit, we got down 300,000-400,000, half a million. Man, that shit, dog, Man, hey, I got some. I'll trade for that back. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. Like, that shit, that'll break your heart more than anything.
Yeah.
Losing your last $50,000-$60,000 in a poker game, them folk don't know you ready to shoot this motherfucker up. That shit hurt worse than some pussy to me, bro.
Yeah.
Looking at your people face like, you don't know how you finna do this, that shit hurt worse than some pussy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I already done seen the shit that's worse than
losing
to somebody else with what's in between they leg, what she did with that. I can't. That would make you the ultimate soft nigga. A nigga that kill himself or kill somebody else over a bitch. You the ultimate soft nigga. Ever.
Moral of the story, don't go outside about these bitches and don't sell mama house. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.